Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we come to the the masail and the principles and some masail of tariqah and tazkiyah nafs and science of self-purification. And we were discussing some of the reasons why people come to awliyaullah, salihin, and which those motives, those reasons are not right reasons why one should come to awliyaullah, salihin, or the righteous people, and that is why people then suffer harm and they don't attain what they are supposed to attain. So we have discussed many reasons, that wrong reasons why people come to awliyaullah. One of it we are going to discuss today. Baze ye samajhte hain, many people, the imam says, they think they just have supposed कि जिक्र और शगल करने से फायदा ये है दैट व्हेन वी आर गोइंग टू डू जिक्र एंड सर्टन मुराकबात एंड सर्टन अदर स्पिरिचुअल एक्सरसाइजेस कुछ अनवार नजर आया करेंगे. वी विल सी लाइट, हमको अनवार नजर आएंगे. कश्फ होगा, अनवार नजर आएंगे. दे विल सी लाइट्स एंड थिंग्स बट पीपल समटाइम्स सी एज वेल, या कुछ आवाजें सुनाई दी देंगी. और वी विल हियर द वॉइसेस ऑफ एंजल्स, द वॉइसेस ऑफ द आलम गैब एंड द वर्ल्ड ऑफ अनसीन. तो ये भी कुछ लोगों के, बिकॉज व्हेन दे हियर स्टोरीज इन डिफरेंट, सो दे थिंक दैट दीज थिंग्स कैन बी अटेन्ड थ्रू औलियाल्लाह एज सच, सो दे कम फॉर दिस पर्पज. वेल, वी हैव मेंशन्ड दैट दिस इज नॉट द पर्पज which one should come, and any person who invites people for these people, these purposes, he himself is also unaware of the purpose of the sabbaf and salihin, and the purpose of actually tazkiyah nafs and the sabbaf and tariqat and marifat, he is completely unaware yet. Ye bhi mahaz havas aur nafahmi hai, it is a misunderstanding and it is lackness of mind and intellect. क्योंकि अव्वल तो जिक्र व शगल से पर इन आसार का मुरतब होना जरूरी नहीं. फर्स्टली, इट इज नॉट नेसेसरी दैट इट द जिक्र एंड मुराकबा रिजल्ट्स इन सीइंग लाइट. इट्स नॉट ऑल द टाइम, इट डज नॉट हैपन. लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल, यू सी, आई आस्क यू टू एक्चुअली डू द मुराकबा ऑफ नेम ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहाना था. सो मेनी पीपल ऑल देयर लाइफ दे डोंट सी, but there is no harm in this, there is no lackness in their spiritual progress. People who see, alhamdulillah, if they abide by the principle, they also. And similarly, people who do not see, jinko nazar nahi aata, wo bhi unko bhi apna maqsad, because maqsad and the purpose is not this, they also attain. If they are doing their muraqabah in the such a way, they see or not see, if they are doing it right, they are getting the purpose, they are getting they're adopting the right means. So always in marattab nahi, always it does not happen, or the lights of lataif ki roshni hoti hai, latifa qalb ki apni roshni hai, latifa ruh ki apni roshni hai. Certain type, they have their own colors. Sometimes they become apparent, green, red, blue, white, black. So is tarah hote hain, these actually colors also appear to the person during dhikr, but that has nothing to do with actually his spiritual closeness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Lights can appear, lights would not appear, he is still continuing. Similarly also, as I was saying to you, the movement, like some people, as I say, that feel the movement, some people do not feel the movement. It really is not the purpose. The purpose is exercise they are doing. One out of 10 people, they can feel their heart beat anyway, if they think deeply. That is general population, human beings. But because people's physical structure, physiologically, biologically, they are different, so they are different. So why I am mentioning to you is that so that you are never confused with this. Look, some person says, I see red light when I do zikr. And the other say, I have never seen So this means that I am not doing something right, or I am not achieving something real. This, or this person thinks that I have actually attained a very high status. While it will be the same as seeing this bulb, really. The real status is same as seeing this bulb. And note this, the results, the zikr and muraqabah result in this all the time. Sometimes they do as they are states. But na hi zikr o shagal se ye maqsood hai, nor is the purpose of zikr and the spiritual exercises actually that this should happen. Nor it is the purpose. It's not given because of this. Dusre ye anwar o alwan o aswat baz waqat usi ke dimaag tasar. Sometimes they are just his, all these colors, voices, sounds and lights which the person sees is from his own mind only. It is from his own mind. Wo uski apne dimaag ka hai. It is not alam-e-ghaib ki, iske dimaag ka tasarruf alam-e-ghaib ki ashiya mein se nahi hoti. These are not, lights are not from the worlds of unseen. Like alam-e-malaika ya is tarah ki duniya mein. So many a time even if people who see, they are only seeing it in their minds. There is nothing revealed to them of the alam al-ghayb or the world of unseen. Tisri agar bil farz. So let's say, for example, us alam ki cheeze munkashif ho gayi to usko kya fayda. So even he says that let's assume or let's imagine that if in reality the things of the worlds of unseen or the creation of unseen, they become revealed on that person. So he begins to see angels or heaven, or somehow at least he sees some of the alam al-ghayb. So the Shaykh is saying that what benefit is going to gain? Kisi alim ka munkashif hone se qurb nahi badhta. A person not get close, more close to Allah with a world being open to him. So opening up different world, seeing the worlds of unseen, does not make one any close to Allah Azza wa Jal. So firstly, that it's not done with this. Secondly, sometimes it's only playing, your mind is playing. And thirdly, if in reality you see the alim al-ghayb, just seeing is not going to increase. So ek banda kehta ha mujhe farishte nazar aa rahe hain. Well and good. If the other person is saying kuch nahi nazar aa raha, his closeness to Allah is not going to increase just because of this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made this criteria in the Quran, or Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made this criteria in the hadith of closeness to Allah. So people who confuse these things with these matters, especially who are very, they think Sufism or mysticism, they consist of these matters, especially in non-Muslims who study, or other people who come into Sufia. And they study that because they study the life of Sufia. Sometimes they read their states, their individual states, their individual visions, their individual. So they think that this is the real what one wants, and that is the purpose. So they stay. Shaitan actually keeps them away from the truth and reality. So opening up a new world does not make one any close to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. قرب کے لیے تو طاعات موضوع ہیں. قرب کے لیے, for closeness to Allah is following or the طاعت, the obedience of Allah and abstaining from disobedience. یہ چیز قرب بڑھاتی ہے یا کم کرتی ہے. It increases or decreases the closeness of oneself to Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. بعض وقات, many times shayateen ko malaika nazar aa jate hain, magar wo shaitan ke shaitan hi rehte hain. So many times the angels, they can see the angels, the shayateen, they can see the angels. Many times the shayateen, satans and devils, they can see the angels, they can even see the heavens. Wo asman bhi unko nazar aate hain, jaate hain udhar bhai farishton se koi khabar sun ke aaye, we will hear some news from the angels. So they are seeing the coming of angels, they are seeing the going of angels. And they are also seeing the heaven, asman bhi nazar aa jata hai unko, but they still remain shaitans, remain shaitan. So shayateen still stay shayateen. Aur qurb badhta to unka badhta, if just opening with a new world opening or to you, or seeing an angels of another world, if that increases closeness to Allah, to unko bhi qurb badhta. The great shaitan sees many things, jo bada hai, jo chief hai unka, to unko to kuch nahi. So a person should understand very clearly by these things, shaitan does not confuse you and entangle you in these matters, or you go behind achieving these matters and you are after them, become upset because you have not achieved, or become overjoyous and more happy that you have got some of these, that they are not for this purpose. They are not telling you anything whatsoever, they are just the scenes of the way. Now another thing, phir marne ke baad, after dying, zahir hai ke sab kufar ko us alam ke bahut se haqaiq ka inkishaf ho jayega. To jo amal kufar mein bhi mushtarik ho usme kya kamal hua. So after dying all kufar are going to see angels, all kufar, they are going to see hell, and they are going to see many other realities of the hereafter. So a thing which will be equal, or which will be common between the believer and non-believer at that time, the realities of hereafter. So even seeing them before is not going to distinguish you. Wo kufar hain, wo kafir hi rahenge. So they are going to see angels, they are going to see heaven, hell, everything, but they are kufar at that time as well. Why? Basically the Shaykh is saying, because they, in this world, they did not follow the do's and don'ts, they did not follow obedience, and they did not abstain from disobedience. So, har cheez samne hogi. Let aside seeing spiritually, some say, I am in the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, no matter. Shaitan is showing him what he has. In reality, when all kuffar are going to go in the hereafter, phir bhi unko koi qurb nahi milega, they are not going to get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not going to come any more close to Allah. Halanki Allah Pak bade ab bhi kareeb hai, Allah is close now as well. They are not going to be that he is going to become more close in the hereafter. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay. Allah does not change as such. He is free from space or time. Wo to ab bhi hamare kareeb hai. Us waqt bhi momino ke kareeb hoga. Jannat mein bhi, jannat mein to usne apna mushahada. Yes, in paradise, in Jannah, there will be mushahada. Obviously, that is a different kind of mushahada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo to sirf for believers only. But others, seeing lights, seeing angels, seeing the Maidan-e-Hashr and seeing hell, heaven and all matters, it's not going to benefit the kuffar. They're still going to be sent into hellfire. The sinner is also going to see them. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have mercy upon him, he or she is also going to be sent to hellfire. To unko koi fayda nahi. Kyun? So you and me should think, but kyun? Why? If there was any privilege, if there was any beauty, if there was any benefit in seeing different worlds, seeing angels, then these people should have been saved when they got there. So you should think why. The reason comes back, unhone shariat ki itba nahi ki. They have not followed the sharia. They have not decorated, they have not purified themselves. From their inner self have not been purified. So, they seeing does not benefit. Even on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to appear, and the people of Hashr, in the Maidan-e-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is going to ask kuffar, why you have been doing this when I sent you in dunya. So even speaking with Allah azza wa jal is not going to save them from fire of hell. Samajh aa rahi hai aapko? But speaking with the obedient people in this world, for these people who have been obedient in this world, it will be a different kind. unko fayda hai. So what actually has benefited people was their obedience to Allah and their straying from the disobedience of Allah and following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or what have harmed them is not following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So where is the truth coming back to? Is coming back to dawame itaat, continuous obedience and continuous awareness and remembrance of Allah, which is the purpose of science of self-purification, that a person gains this and establishes this soundly, very with great strength, and it deepens, that it's not actually contaminated or diluted when a person is interacting in the worldly life. Ab dekhna jisko ye nahi pata, person who will not be clear on these, he all life he's going to be confused. He's going to do dhikr, he's going to go from one chair to the other, one to the other, to the other, and because he doesn't know what he wants. And if he somehow sees some light, shaitan, so I was telling before we came at least a story of someone, at how shaitan plays with people. Shaitan kis tarah logon ke saath khelta hai, gumrah karta hai bandon ko. To kabhi bhi isme a person should never be confused. So the real matter, itaat and ittaba, obedience and disobedience of Allah, one should know that these things are going to make the difference. So if any vision, any dream, anything, a person is coming to this conclusion that he falls lax or lazy in obedience of Allah, so he is really actually doomed for disaster. So there are many other matters like this. You got the idea now at least, or ab aapko kam se kam ho gaya hai ek tasavvur, ek baat samajh aa gayi hai thodi bahut. You can actually imply other matters on this as well. There are many other things you can just understand by just going through this in your mind. So none of these are the truth. Haqaiq ka kyunki amur mazkura mein se sahi gharz koi nahi. These are not the reasons. These are not the purposes for self-purification or tasawwuf or tazkiyah nafs or this life. اس لیے ان سب کو دل سے نکال کر اصلی غرض اور مقصود سلوک کا رضائے حق کو سمجھے. سو ایلیمینیٹ اینڈ ڈیمالش اینڈ انائلیٹ اول آف دیز ریزنز, اول آف دیز میٹرز, اول آف دیز ایکچولی وچ ہیو بین ڈسکسڈ, اینڈ انائلیٹ اینڈ فری یور مائنڈ اینڈ ہارٹ فرام دس, اینڈ وچ دا ریئل پرپز آف دی سلوک on tazkiyah nafs, which is the raza and the pleasure of Allah through following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that actually let that settle in your heart and mind. Wo apne usko apne dil mein bitha do. So that is why Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Barahmullah said ke our tariq is of tariq e shukr, hamara tariq e shukr hai. From the first day a person's heart journeys towards Allah, not through things, not through here, not there, not in kashafat, not other matters. And the others, many times they do mujahidat, they do the zikr of lataif and other things, and only to achieve these things. And what have they achieved? Really nothing. They are still actually entangled in the creation and the light. Light is creation. You yourself are more blessed, meaning more significant human beings have any more than any other creation. تو اگر دیکھنا ہی ہے نوری کو دیکھنا ہے, لائٹس کو دیکھنا ہے, تو اپنے آپ ہی کو دیکھو, وہ زیادہ بہتر ہے. اٹ از مور بیٹر جسٹ ایکچولی یو آر دی سپر کریشن آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, مور دین دی اینجلس, مور دین جنات, مور دین ادر کریشن. آسمانوں سے بھی مومن کا درجہ زیادہ ہے, اللہ کے یعنی کعبہ اللہ کے گھر سے بھی مومن کے دل کا درجہ زیادہ ہے. تو اس میں تو وہ اپنے میں غور کرتا ہے, if he has pondered himself he would have find a way to Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. تو خود اس کا درجہ اتنا ہے, اشرف المخلوق, he can become a great creation of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. تو اس کا so eliminate and annihilate everything which have been discussed, other matters that which comes in your mind, shaitan put a waswasa or any kind of, you know, this is not happening, say that never I wanted these. I am actually the wanter or desirer of Allah. میں تو اللہ کی رضا چاہتا ہوں. اور اللہ کو چاہتا ہوں، بس یہ میری غرض ہے، اینڈ ریسٹ آف دی تھنگز. تو اس کا طریق کیا ہے؟ واٹ از دی مینز ٹو اٹین دا رضائے حق؟ سمجھے کہ بے سمپل ٹیچنگ از گیون، طریق احکام شریعہ کا بجا لانا اور ذکر پر مداومت کرنا، ٹو پریکٹس اینڈ ایکسیکیوٹ، ٹو پریکٹس دی احکام دی کمانڈز آف شریعہ ود یور باڈی اینڈ انر سیلف، آلسو انگیجڈ ان دی ریمبرنس آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. So basically what we are saying is the three stages of the tariq, and the fourth stage obviously it helps a person to become more aware of the presence of Allah azza wa jalla. Shaykh uski taleem o talqeen karta hai. The shaykh, the murshid, the guide actually guides towards these matters. Aur murid is kar karband hota hai, and the disciple follows this which he has already said. اگر چاہے کوئی کیفیت معلوم نہ ہو، نو میٹر نو اسٹیٹ وٹس ایور از سین، نو کلر، نو لائٹ، نتھنگ ایز سچ، اور نہ کوئی کمال اس کے ذام میں حاصل ہو، تب بھی آخرت میں اس کا ثمرہ رضا ہے. ہی فالوز دا شیخ، شیخ اور اسپرچل گائیڈ ہو نوز ٹروتھ، ایون ہی تھنگس وٹ ہی ہیز ناٹ گاٹ اینی تھنگ، still at the end he will achieve the raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur raza se dukhul jannat aur liqa-e haq hoga, and it is only with the raza person of Allah person is going to enter jannah and to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and dozakh se najat mayassar hogi, will be saved from the fire of hell. Shaykh ki taraf se uski talqeen ka vaada, and from the shaykh and the spiritual guide he promises actually to guide, and the murid promises, جو مریض وعدہ کرتا ہے کہ وہ اس کی اتباع، اینڈ دا مریض سیز دیٹ آئی ول ایکچولی فالو. تو اتباع کا عہد یہی حقیقت میں پیری مریدی ہے، دس از دی پیری اینڈ مریدی ایکچولی، ناٹ ادر میٹرز وچ ایز وی ہیو آلریڈی ڈسکس مینی آف دم بفور ایز ویل، کہ اور کوئی بات اس میں نہ آئے. تو جس کو یہ حاصل ہوگی، ہوور ابٹین دس، الحمد للہ اس کو اللہ کا قرب، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا قرب. اور گیارے سے دیٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ لو از سیم تھنگ، فالوئنگ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از فالوئنگ اللہ عز و جل. تو دا ڈور از پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سو بیسکلی یو پرسن میک ہز ڈیسٹینیشن فالوئنگ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، آٹومیٹکلی دا رضا آف اللہ ایز اے ریزلٹ از گوئنگ ٹو کم. سو اتباع آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اف اے پرسن میکس ہز آبجیکٹو فالوئنگ سنہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، ہز ویز، اینڈ دا فروٹ آف دیٹ از رضا آف اللہ اینڈ لو آف اللہ. وہ پرسن سیز آئی وانٹ لو آف اللہ، رضا آف اللہ، اٹ از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو کم ڈائریکٹلی. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اللہ سبحانہ ہمسیلف سیڈ، قل ان کنتم تحبون اللہ، اف یو لو اللہ، یو سے یو لو اللہ، اللہ ڈز ناٹ لو یو، فتبیونی، فالو می، یو دین اللہ از گوئنگ ٹو لو یو، فالو می اینڈ اللہ بل. رسول اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ از سیئنگ تھرو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ یو کریم ٹو لو می، اف یو ریئلی لو می، آئی ڈونٹ لو یو یٹ، دا میٹر از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو بی سالو، اور از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو فٹ ٹو دی ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو بی سیٹل، اور از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو بینیفٹ یو انٹل آئی لو یو، and that is going to happen when you ittabiuni, meri ittaba karo, yuhibbukum Allah, Allah will love you, meaning he become only someone loves someone he, they are pleased with. So raza bhi mil gayi aur love bhi mil gayi. Love is also even greater actually than raza se bhi jo hai wo jo mohabbat ka jo, kyunki aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka maqam tha ye maqam, yani mahbubiyat, beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who loves someone, he's always pleased with that person. تو وہ حاصل ہوگی. تو مرید کی طرف سے اس کی اتباع کا عہد یہی حقیقت میں پیری مریدی، دس از دا پیری اینڈ مریدی، ڈسائپل شپ اینڈ سینٹ شپ اور اسپرچل گائیڈ. سو دس از، تو یہ ہو جائے تو الحمد للہ، اف اے پرسن فالوز دس، ہی نوز دس، تو الحمد للہ ہی اچیوز ان دس لائف. Now one just a thing related to this, which Imam Abdul Wahab Shairani Rahmahullah said, very briefly. Now imagine about kashf. Now many people, the kashf pe jo hai unko bahut bada naaz hota hai, that they are people of kashf, or they are actually, or they, if they are not, they actually long for it. Aap dekhein awliya Allah, jo true awliya Allah hai, what is their attitude? So Sayyidina Imam Abdul Wahab Sharani, who was one of the mashayikh of Shazaliya Tariq, aapne farmaya ke ahd was taken, although this is an ahad, a promise was taken from us. Humse ahad liya gaya, a covenant was taken from us, ke humko arkane dolat pe se kisi ki sohbat ka ittefaq ho. If we find an occasion where we are interacting with rich people, worldly people, duniyadar log jo hain, ruhani log nahi, duniyadar log, duniya jo duniya chahte hain, wo log, normal people of duniya, the rich people of duniya. तो अपने कश्फ को कभी जाहिर न करें. डोंट नेवर एक्सपोज यूर कश्फ और यूर इनसाइड, इवन इफ यू आर द पर्सन ऑफ कश्फ. क्योंकि इस जमाने में जो शख्स अपना कश्फ बयान करता है, मखलूक हजूम करके उसके दीन और वक्त को तबाह कर देती है. इफ ए पर्सन विल रिवील इन स्पेशली इन दिस टाइम हिज कश्फ, इज गोइंग टू टेल पीपल इज अ पर्सन ऑफ कश्फ और ही इज गोइंग टू रिवील हिज कश्फ, पीपल विल सच कम टू एज अ वो हजूम, मीनिंग एक्चुअली दैट कलेक्टिवली इन ग्रुप्स एंड इन ह्यूज नंबर्स दे विल कम एंड दे विल डिस्ट्रॉय हिज दीन एंड टाइम, मीन ऑल द टाइम. नाउ यू आर सिटिंग, फ्यू पीपल कम बिकॉज यू नो यू आर गोइंग टू हियर सम टीचिंग, या नमाज पढ़ोगे. अगर ये हो जाए, लोगों को पता चल जाए, पीपल नो दैट आवर फ्यूचर कैन बी प्रेडिक्टेड सम मैटर एक्चुअली, तो वो लोग इसके लिए नहीं आएंगे. दिस इवन actually it will be filled, people will be standing in lines, but all what they will be doing is for dunya. Uska koi fayda nahi hai. That people who are supposed to guide them towards deen, they are even helping them in with their dunya, so they even actually their disease more increases. Khususan jab ke chand baar unhone uske kashf ki sehat ka tajruba bhi kar liya ho. He said that especially that if a person's kashf is mostly truth and people have found it to be true, whatever he says, that person should never avoid actually saying his matter of fact. Aziz man, oh my son, agar tum logon se bachna chahte ho aur khuda ne tumko sahib kashf bhi banaya hai, if you want to save yourself from the creation and the evil of the creation, and you are a person of kashf, he's saying that you are of kashf and insight. तो कश्फ को गलत सलत बयान करके आपने आप कुछ पाओ. ही इवन सेड एक्चुअली इवन कंटामिनेट कंफ्यूज द कश्फ, और इवन एक्चुअली से दैट इवन कवर इट इन सच अ वे, से इन सच अ वर्ड दैट इट फियर्स अलाइव टू पीपल. आपने आप को छुपाओ एंड हाइड योर सेल्फ. इस सूरत में यकीनन लोग तुमसे खुद भी नफरत करेंगे. बाय दिस वे पीपल विल देम सेल्फ हेट यू और दे विल से ही इज टेलिंग लाइज. और अपने दोस्तों के भी ये कहकर मतलब बता दे कि फलां झूठा मक्कार है, एंड दे विल टेल अदर्स दैट दैट पर्सन इज अ लायर. हमें बारहा इसकी गलती पकड़ी है. वी हैव सो मेनी टाइम्स ही इज बीन प्रूवन रॉन्ग. इमेजिन दैट दिस अहद कोवेनेंट इज टेकन फ्रॉम द ट्रूथफुल पीपल औलिया अल्लाह. तो ये कैसे हो सकता है कि दैट दिस इज आर मीन्स आर वन क्लोजनेस टू अल्लाह सुभाना व तआला, व्हेन दीस थिंग्स आर टू बी he's asking his mashayikh, he's saying that to hide them and saying that even cover them with such that they apparently seem alive. To awliya Allah ko jo Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dobar rahmatullah alayhi also has said many times that this is not the purpose at all, that truthful people might actually give you a wrong sign, even that apparently it will seem that that's what they are saying and it won't be. So let aside, so how much falsehood are on those people are on falsehood who are even not sahib-e-kashf or even are kashf or not, they are mentioning to people to just to win the hearts of people and to mention their greatness or unko maroob karne and to impress them. So how much they are away from truth and how much they are also keeping others away from the truth as well. اس زمانہ میں تو ہر درویش کو اس طرح رہنا مناسب ہے کیونکہ عوام کے اعتقاد کا ثمرہ سے ان سے دور رہنے کا ثمرہ اچھا ہے اور ہمارے ساتھ ان کے نیک گمان ہونے سے بد گمان رہنا ہی بھلا ہے جیسا کہ اہل بصیرت نے تجربہ کر لیا. تو ہی سیز دیٹ دی پیپل ہو کم بیکاز آف دی ورلڈلی بینیفٹ دے ایون ہارم دا پرسن دے ول ہارم یو ایون ایز ویل دے ول ایون ڈریگ یو ٹو ٹورڈز دنیا ایز ویل. So you should not actually accompany them with these matters. Sir, batayein kal kya hoga, what's going to happen tomorrow, or what shall I do, what's going on. So ye cheeze jo hai, to isme jo istikhare ki taleem diye the insaan again again. I also say to you, people come and ask, to and istikhara. Yes, if they ask for opinion, one can give one's opinion, but that's not actually kashf. That can be wrong, that can be right. No other person is obliged to follow in the matter of dunya. If that person follows, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in there because of his good intention, so it is for him. Uska ye hai. To isliye logon se raabta nahi rakhna chahiye. So then he has given an example, for example. Say that Uliyala do not tell lies, but they cover it in such a word that, for example, if they know that it's going to rain on Friday after 1 month, so they know, for example, if there is going to rain after 1 month on Friday, so he said, to hum sirf itna keh dein, we should just say ki barish ke na hone se ghabrao nahi, don't worry that it's not going to rain, inshallah jume ko zarur barish hogi, inshallah on Friday it is going to rain. Humko kashf ho gaya hai. We have actually seen with insight. Sunne wale ye samjhenge, the people who are hearing, they will understand that this is the Friday coming. Aur hamari murad wo Juma hai jo ek mahina wala. And we mean a Friday which is going to come after 3 weeks. So this is not a lie, but actually it is covered. So people are going to look at this Friday, barish nahi hui. This is he is a liar, he doesn't know nothing. So that type of person separates, it is better that he separates. Because he was for dunya, he is filtered out. Wo ab alada ho gaya. Wo dunya ke liye aaya tha, ab dunya piche chala gaya. But if that person is also people of dunya, he is going to go to the great lengths and try to achieve this future prediction and things and going to say different ways. So one person said, is it, my wife is pregnant and she is going to have a baby boy or I say a baby girl. Ab usne kaha, if many Sahib-e-Kashf people, Mashayikh actually, I say this is not a sign of there actually. If it's a muttabe sunnat, if it's a person following sunnah, bine sunnah, if something happens like this through him, to wo to karamat hai uski. But on itself, it is not a base of. Varna to ye jo roz aapko hospital mein scan karke bata de, or awliya Allah. They won't only going through, going to see scan and tell you it's a boy or a girl. Usse wali thoda hi bata banta hai. So this person who knew nothing, he said, a boy and not girl. So he just wrote and he said, this is my answer and just open it when you are. So boy and not girl. So that person thought when he opened it, he said, boy, haan, ye ladka hona hai, not girl. So he was very happy. Wo bahut khush ho gaya. Okay, bhai, yes, I'm going to have a son. So what happened was actually ki bhai wo ek ladki paida ho gayi, he had a daughter. So he came back to his murshid or whoever he believed in. Usne kaha, Hazrat sahab, aapne to kaha tha ladka hoga, you said it was going to be a boy, not girl, and now he said bring me that paper. To usne kaha paper ye, he said maine to likha hai boy not girl, but tumine galat padha, you have read it wrong. And he said, you could have told me at that time. He said, well, I did not want to break your heart at that time. So maine de diya, chalo kuch din to khush rahoge, some days you can stay happy. So a person have to go through great, the people go to great lengths, and zameen o asman ke khilaf be milate hain, meaning actually that they try to claim heavens and earth actually is touched with each other, and just to claim their false superiority over other people. So is tarah ke jo hai, तो अभी आपको पता चल गया कि औलिया अल्लाह तो अपने कश्फ को जो है छिपाते हैं, दैट दे ट्राई सम टाइम दे टेल अस. सो दिस इज फॉर वर्ल्डली पीपल, फॉर इफ समवन इज सिंसियर फॉर मे बी देयर बेनिफिट, सम टाइम दे मेंशन टू अस अस वेल अस सैयद अब्दुल अजीज दबान रहमतुल्लाह अलैहि यूज्ड टू मेंशन फॉर हिज सम ऑफ हिज डिसिपल्स सम टाइम व्हेन दे वुड आस्क थिंग्स. बट इवन दो स्टिल इट इज इटसेल्फ इज नॉट अ क्राइटेरिया ऑफ ट्रूथ or criteria by itself that person is close to Allah or he is not close to Allah. The criteria will be he is following the Sharia and Sunnah. With that, if something abnormal, agar kuch hai usme, to karamat, it can be called as a karamat. But still the Buzurgan-e-Din has said the karamat does not even make oneself close to Allah. I have a karamat, for example, let's say a person is standing in the air, that is not going to make him any close to Allah myself. Although it might be a karamat, wo karamat to hai, lekin wo Allah ke kareeb nahi karegi. Ye aapko kareeb to wahi cheez karegi where you have intention, where you are asked to do something by Allah, where you are asked not to do something. Any question regarding this? कोई और बात आपने इसके मुतल्लक पूछनी है तो पूछ लें. सो दीज मैटर्स आर विच वन शुड अंडरस्टैंड वन सेल्फ, स्पेशली द प्रिंसिपल्स, एंड ऑल्सो टेल अदर्स एज वेल वेरी क्लियरली, बिकॉज पीपल, very few people who are clear about them and they stay confused. So firstly, they don't come to spirituality. Whoever comes, he comes for this kind of reasons, which is really, it was better that they never came. इसलिए आपको सहाबाई कराम में, इन द कंपेनियंस ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, आपको बहुत कम लोग मिलेंगे हु हैड स्टेट्स लाइक दिस और हु मेंशन स्टेट्स लाइक दिस और हु हैड कश्फ लाइक दिस और हु वुड मेंशन कश्फ सो फ्रीक्वेंटली. वेरी फ्यू पीपल अमंग्स कंपेनियंस यू वुड हैव, बिकॉज दे वर पीपल ऑफ ट्रूथ एंड दे रियली अंडरस्टूड व्हाट दे वर डूइंग. यस Who were you referring to and what is the reference? These teachings actually are a summary of all the awliya Allah of Chishtiya Silsila. Especially I was referring to the great Sheikh Haji Imdadullah Muhajjar Makki and his student Hazrat Imam Thanvi Rahmahullah. And the first part was actually from Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh Rahmahullah from Fars in Maghrib. And lastly we were discussing the saying of Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani Rahmahullah. So these are principles of tariq, and all the mashayikh of all salasil, they are unanimous on these matters. And the means may vary, the methodologies may vary, different aspects, different azkars, but in these matters they are the truthful people which we talk about, like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmahullah, Imam Abdul Wahab Shahani, Shaykh Abul Hasan Shazali, and also from the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imam Ghazali, and all other awliya Allah who we have studied and who are known, the masters of the spiritual path, they are unanimous in there. And if any person gets a different message from their teaching, then he has understood it wrong. That is why one says it's always better that one has a sheikh, one has a spiritual guide. One does not necessarily need to do bear, but one asks, they know the reality. From the books, many times a person cannot understand. Like Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabar Rahmahullah, himself, who was a ghost of his time, and he said, the people who have written the books on the lives of Awliya Allah, they have also done harm to people's idea about Awliya Allah. Because they have only been mentioning karamat, above karamat, kashf, above kashf. So this gives an idea that that's how a wali is. And they don't mention any of his failings, any of his normal activities, how he struggled financially or other in deen and at other times. So people have an idea of Awliya Allah that they can do whatever they want at any time, which is the sifat of Allah, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabar Rahmahullah said. No one else has this sifat. Why? Because he said that every Nabi from Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam through Rasulullah sallam had a strong wish and desire and will that every Muslim, every person should become a Muslim and they should believe. And they wanted to take people to Jannah. They can nahin. People who accepted their saying, they did. And people who did not accept, even though sometimes they were very close people to Anbiya, like the wife of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, the son of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, the uncle of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they didn't even become Muslim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about himself, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا, that if we will, everyone will become guided. If we will, everyone will become guided. And if you want, we can give. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. In another verse as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if we want to everyone to become to guided, they will all become guided. और तो नहीं है कुछ एनीथिंग यू ब्रदर्स वुड लाइक टू आस्क हु आर प्रेजेंट Then we finish by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hope that we may understand more and practice the truth. And may Allah Zawajal forgive our mistakes and sins out of His mercy and grace. Today evening I would like you to announce, now this is not specially for you, although mashallah people who come here, they deserve things like this more. But this you can tell others as well so that they can benefit as well. A buzurg from Pakistan who has come, I have requested. So he, inshallah, if the nothing abnormal happened, that today at Maghrib time he will come and also might lead us to do zikr, which they do it, a special kind of zikr. And inshallah, you should inform the brothers who come on Monday. And it is a blessed opportunity to see and do the ziyarat of righteous people. And as I said, that one should not judge Awliya Allah of different colors, like Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabar Rahmahullah said, that when he went with his disciple in a garden and he saw different flowers, and he said that is the states of awliya Allah. Some are in this state, some are in this state, some are in this state. So all awliya Allah, they are not same. So people have already preconceived ideas about walis, so they fit that idea to them, other people, and then they harm themselves. So the person who is coming is a righteous person, and they do a zikr in a special way. So some people find it a little bit strange, so one should not feel any oddness or any separation, discomfort by that, but it is a tariq of zikr, which also in our tariqah, it is also in the fourth stage, it is done with this. Another mashayikh also do them, but because people are not normally aware of that, so they feel strange. Just to tell you, because if they come and they lead zikr, so that you know what to do and what you are doing. And it is adab, as Imam Abdul Wahab Sharani Rahmahullah says, that if a person enters any majlis of Sufiya, however zikr they are doing, one should participate in them and not say that, no, I am doing it my way. So that is against the etiquette, is against respect of awliya Allah and the mashayikh. So Imam Abdul Wahab Sharani Rahmahullah said that if a person gets opportunity to go into any khanqah, zaviya, any place in the world, a person should participate in the zikr, if they are doing zikr. Unless something against Sharia is happening, obviously, then there is no question, a person should never participate. But if it is in the bounds of Sharia, then actually a person should participate. So the zikr, how it is done, these buzurgs, or this silsila, wasiya, this is a wasiya silsila as well of these buzurg. So they do on seven lataif, saat latifun pe wo zikr karte hain. So I'm just telling you briefly, so that if they come, so you know if you are. But we will request him as well, that he may, with his blessed own words, also explain to you a little bit. So zikr is tarah wo karte hain, they don't do it with the tongue or with sound, with voice. Wo zikr nahi karte isse. To lataif, latifa qalb, where the proximity there with the heart is basically, but yeah, yaar latifa ru on the right side, opposite latifa qalb, latifa sir or sirri about 3-4 fingers above one's chest, the left chest, and latifa khafi on the right, and akhfa in the middle where these ribs, actually this both are separate, and latifa nafs, and the sixth one nafs, it's in the middle, yahan bilkul, and latifa qalbiya or latifa sultanul azkar, which they point it here in the very middle. But what that means is basically all the body doing zikr, every drop of the blood, every hair of the body, latifa sultanul azkar, when they say it means actually that all the body is doing zikr. So in saat latai, and then after that there are muraqabat as well, muraqabay ma'iyat and ahadiyat and aqrabiyat and sari qaba and roza yathar to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and actually other muraqabat. But maybe he will do the lataif and then others. But at least you know something. So when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created, he had the latifai sultanul azka, and latifai nafs was there, latifai nafs, and the latifai sultanul azka, which means all the body, ye sab us waqt jo hai wo tha. So at the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, he was given a certain state, a certain latifa, which is called latifa ruh. Isliye wo kehte hain ki Nuh alayhi salam ka. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam time also, this was there. And latifa sir did not exist until Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and khafi when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam came, and akhfa that our prophet and messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, latifa akhfa. To aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam par ye مکمل ہو گئے. تو اس پہ سو دے ڈو ذکر ود دی بریدنگ, سو منہ بالکل بند, ایوری تھنگ. ایون اس میں آداب ہے کہ پگڑی بھی یا ٹوپی بھی اف ہی سیز دین جس ٹو اٹ اف اٹ ڈزنٹ تو اتار کے رکھ دو. دے شوڈ ناٹ بی اے پرسن شوڈ ناٹ بی ویئرنگ اینی تھنگ, بھائی گھڑی بھی اتار دے, نتھنگ از ایکچولی بادرنگ دیٹ پرسن. اوور یہ طریقہ آپ کو بتا رہا ہوں شاید. آئی آلسو الحمد للہ ہیو اجازت ایکچولی ایون گیونگ ذکر ان دس طریقہ, بٹ ایکچولی سو دیٹس وائی آئی ایم ٹیلنگ یو دی آداب ایز ویل, آل دو نان ہیز ایکچولی بین گیون. تو یہ اگر وہ کہیں تو اس طرح سو اے پرسن شوڈ ناٹ سے وائی آئی ایم ٹیکنگ دس آ وائی, سو دس وائی کوشچن از ناٹ اپلائڈ, ایز اے سیڈ دس نتھنگ اگینسٹ دا شریع. اگر وہ کہیں ٹوپی اتار دو رکھ دو ادھر انٹل وی آر ڈوئنگ تو رکھ دو, گھڑی اتار دو رکھ دو پرسن. اور سلسلہ ان کا جو ہے مینی پیپل آسک شجرا جو ہے یہ بڑا شوق ہوتا ہے لوگوں کو, پیپل آسک شجرا ایز اے سے دے آر ناٹ امپورٹنٹ ایز ایکچولی ایز دا ٹیچنگس اینڈ وچ آر ویری ویری اپیرنٹ اینڈ وچ آر ویری کلیئر. بٹ شجرا اینی وے دس از آلسو ون شجرا فرام رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹو سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, ٹو امام حسن بصری رحمہ اللہ, ٹو حضرت داؤد تائی, دین ہی ٹو حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمہ اللہ, اینڈ ہی ٹو حضرت خواجہ بید اللہ حرار, اینڈ ہی ٹو حضرت مولانا ملا عبد الرحمان جامی, اینڈ دین ہی ٹو حضرت ابو ایوب صالح, اینڈ دین ہی ٹو حضرت خواجہ سلطان العارفین اللہ دین, اینڈ دین ہی ٹو حضرت مولانا عبد الرحیم, اینڈ دین ہی ٹو حضرت مولانا اللہ یار ہاں رحمہ اللہ, اینڈ دین ایکچولی ٹو دس سلسلہ کی اینڈ ہیئر. یہ ان کا اپنا سلسلہ بھی ہے, اور ان شاء اللہ اف اٹ از ان یور ڈیسٹنی آپ کی قسمت میں ہے تو آپ کا تھوڑا زیارت بھی ہو جائے گی آپ کو اور ذکر بھی کر لیں گے. سو آئی ہیو اسپیشلی ریکویسٹڈ اینڈ دے آر گوئنگ ٹو کم فرام ویری 250 مائلز, تو اس لیے اپنا تو مغرب کے وقت اف ایوری تھنگ از ان گوز ویل تو آپ ساتھیوں کو بتا دینا, اور ادر پیپل از ویل زیارت کر لیں ذکر کر لیں. تو یہ تو کس طرح وہ ذکر کرتے ہیں, ذکر از ان ود جیسے نو وو از نتھنگ, سانس کے ساتھ تھرو دا نوز. یو ول امیجن دیٹ فرام دا ہارٹ, فار ایگزامپل اف دے سے لطیفہ قلب پہ آ جاؤ, دس مینس فرام دا لطیفہ قلب, سو فرام دا ہارٹ اللہ, اینڈ یو ول بریت آؤٹ دین اگین ہو دی ہارٹ. سو وہ صرف یعنی سانس سے کرے گی بات اس طرح کر, اور کسی طرح دین اف دے سے لطیفہ روح پہ آ جاؤ, دین یو کم ان لطیفہ روح. تو سو دس از ویری افیکٹو وے آف پیوریفائنگ دا لطائف اینڈ پیوریفکیشن. دس از لائک کلینسنگ, لائک دا ذکر جس طرح وہ صاف کرتا ہے دل کو, تو دس از تو یہ پھر وہ روح پہ کہیں گے آ جاؤ, دین سیم یو ول جسٹ اینڈ خفی اینڈ اخفا, اینڈ دین they were going to Muraqaba. So after doing the seven lataif, then again coming back to the qalb. Imagine the lights of all lataif is coming back to the qalb. And then when they say, don't go in the Muraqaba, then you just turn your attention towards the heart. So, and that is the time when the fiyuzat actually come and descend. تو یہ بہت دس از ون آف دی ویری گریٹ سلسلاز, ون آف دی فیو سلسلاز ان دا دس ورلڈ دیٹ تھرو ہوم دے آلسو ڈو بیت ود پرسن فالوز دا طریق اینڈ دا لطائف اینڈ مراقبہ, دے کمز اے اسٹیج دی پرسن از گیون ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فار بیت. اس کی بیت روحانی طور پہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ہوتی ہے, یا خواب میں ہوگی, خواب میں بھی ہوتی ہیں. تو اس طرح اس طرح کے بزرگ ہیں, بٹ ایز اے سے وہ ڈفرنٹ بزرگ ہیں, دین ہیں مشائخ, دے ہیو ڈفرنٹ نیچر, ان کی طبیعت مختلف ہوتی ہیں, سم آر ویری فری, سم آر ویری کوائٹ سیریس, some talk very frequently, freely, some do not, to isara. A person should not prejudge, and especially the way of dhikr, uspe a person should be very serious. It is really a very effective way of dhikr. Isse bahut jaldi banda tarakki karta hai, and especially kashf isme bahut zyada jaldi hasil hota hai. Now I think we try to avoid, but in this tariq and their tariq, this is very bahut jaldi logon ko, because they attain it through a way of kasab. Kasab means actually way of that a person, anyone can attain during this exercise. So it is this way they do. So is pe inkishaf aur kashf jo hai is tarike se hota hai zyada logon ko. तो आपने पहले कभी किया है इस तरह? Have anyone participated in any such gathering previous to this? कहाँ? अच्छा, तो वो भी सांस के साथ ही करते थे? On the lataifa only, सिर्फ सांस के साथ? अच्छा अच्छा, बस ठीक है, बस उसी तरह फिर ये चीज सुनने. तो यू आर अवेयर ऑफ इट, इट इज नॉट अ वेरी अनकॉमन मैसेज. हो कुछ बात पूछनी है आपने? हाँ, मैं भी इंशाल्लाह आऊंगा. आई विल एक्चुअली बी एंटरटेनिंग देम एंड हेल्पिंग देम. ठीक है, अगर कोई और बात नहीं तो फिर थोड़ी देर मराकबा करेंगे, तो फिर इंशाल्लाह खत्म करते हैं. درود شریف پڑھ لیں ایک مرتبہ. اللہ وسلم.